Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice One.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot flip-flop. We killin' big brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't stop.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. 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 It's the Murder Master Music Show.
Episode 216, is that what it is?
The fuck I'm talking about.
216, Murder Master Music Show. How you doing, Mac?
Man, I'm good, bro. Much better than I was earlier this week, I tell you.
Me, myself, too. Definitely feeling a little bit better. We got a return visit tonight from the one and only Paris. He's back with a brand new album. I got the chance to hear it. Pistol Politics. First thing that really stood out is the cover. Is the artwork alone is one of the most powerful pieces of art on any album I've ever seen, any genre of music, because it basically what it is, it's looks like about a 10-year-old boy, you know, in his backpack on the way to school with his hands up, surrounded by guns. I mean, police all over the place, you know, I mean, about to blow this kid away. You know, it's like kids can't be kids anymore. Let's see who this is. Anonymous number. This might be our guest. How you doing? Who is it?
Yo. Who you think
hey,
it is?
Up?
Cool. What's happening?
What's up? How you doing, good. Man?
It's good.
See,
yeah.
I kind of figured that might be you.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And first of
yes,
foremost,
indeed.
Man.
It's good to be back. How y'all doing up there?
We're doing, man. Thanks for coming back, man.
Yeah, man, shit, right on. I'm glad to be back.
Well, first and foremost, man, I want to congratulate you. I've always been a fan of your music, but I have to say this has got to be the best Paris album I've ever fucking heard. I'm not just saying that because that's what you're on here to promote tonight. This is that album that people
man.
Need to hear in 2015.
Man, I really appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it's been a labor of love, and it's been a long time coming. There's a lot of shit going on, you know. And, I mean, I would say somebody got to speak on it, but there are a lot of people speaking on it, honestly. And it's just, you know, I'm just fortunate to be able to have a voice, man, you know. And that people are as receptive as they've been to it. So, right on for having me, really.
Yeah, I mean, you right from the jump, you know, we're going to play a lethal warning shot in a minute. You go at him hard as hell. I mean, you really just start annihilating them from the jump. this album is probably the most militant album I've heard in years from anybody. What made you?
That's sad though. You know, because
it is sad.
The time kind
of
the time necessitates that we have some militancy back in the mix. You know, and that is one thing I don't see. I hear people tweeting. I see people tweeting about it. All on social media. People are galvanized and they are upset about the condition of things, but I don't really hear it as much in music that I want to hear, you know. And I definitely don't see it on any forms of traditional media, TV and in movies and things of that nature, man. So, you know, I figure this is what I cut my teeth on growing up doing this. You know, I've been doing this for a long ass time, and for now, you know, the OGs in the game that actually know better, that whose pants ain't choking their nuts, you know, who want to come out and say something that resonates with people, that speaks to how people really feel, man, that shit, that weight falls on us, you know. So again, I'm so fucking humbled by everybody and appreciative at the ability to be able to do it.
I tell you what, Paris, before we brought you on, I was talking about the artwork. That's
right.
Got to be the most haunting image I've seen on an album cover in a long time. I mean, it's basically a little kid about to get blown away.
Right.
Explain that
to people,
what made you come up with this idea.
It's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be literal, obviously, because gun violence is rampant, you know, from on the police side. It's rampant, you know, open season on black, on young people of color, but also as a self-inflicted wound, you know, and that's why you see this kind of this split cover where half of it is, you know, outside pressure, the pressure of outside violence, and then the other half of it is the pressure of the self-inflicted wound. That's the literal interpretation of it, and the figurative interpretation of it is just the forces at play that are in effect, that are set up to keep us down, and so all of those things are touched on the record: black on black violence, police brutality, the need for self-worth, the economics of self-sufficiency, you know, the importance of education. All of that is covered, and it's covered in a way that, you know, that is easily accessible to people that are listening, and it's covered in a way that shows solidarity with cats that I respect in the game, the Eastsiders and E-40 and Dub C and, you know, Dead Prez and, you know, T-Cash and all the folks that I have who have contributed to this project, man, to make it shine. And, you know, I'm trying to get this tour on the road and really trying to get this dialogue cracking again, where we can all feel like we collectively can stand behind something that actually makes you feel good about yourself and feel some unity, you know, instead of everybody kind of riding on each other all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that dynamic is a dynamic that only OGs can put down. And you know, we've been in the game for so long, man. Shame on us if we don't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I definitely want to see you collaborate with K Reno. He's got an album out right now.
You know, we hit each other up. I mean, I saw the tweets, you know, flying around, and I just said, man, let me just holler at this cat directly, and he hit me right back, and man, I'm down for whatever. I'm gonna tell you, when I'm on the road, I hear his name a lot, especially.
That's gonna be
overseas.
Dope as hell.
And
that's gonna be,
you know,
dope.
anybody that's down for you know, for progressive motion, I'm fucking with you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That dude is the guy, you know what I'm saying, from Houston, that's really on that level, and I can't wait to hear what you guys do. It's gonna be amazing. But this Pistol Politics, I mean, you just named off a few of the people that's on this project, which you got Coop, so many different people. You know, how long did it take you to put this album together?
Well, I've been working on it for a while, you know, and I always said, you know, if I come back out, I'm not going to come back out half-baked. And I want to get down with people that I respect, you know, because I'm kind of checking off shit off my list, you know, in terms of the people that I want to get down with. And and that I think are value added to the game, right? And, you know, there's an arc that exists with dudes like the Eastsiders, you know, and Dub C and folks who came up basically and got a name for themselves doing gangbang music, you know? And the times kind of necessitate that they recognize what's happening to us and to fight back against our oppressor as opposed to just banging on each other all the time. They recognize that shit, man, and they respect it.
Yeah.
I hit up Trade E. You know, the internet is a motherfucker, man. You know, so I hit up Trade E. He got right back at me. And we collabed. I did a guest feature on a new Eastsiders record. And then I was like, man, I need you to get down on mine. It just so happens mine came out first, you know. And him and Goldie got down. Feet to my man Jazzy, that's their manager. Good folks, and absolutely down to bang on the oppressor. And same thing with Dove C. I hit him up, you know. I just reached out to folks, man. You know, I got the ability to hit up people pretty quickly, pretty effortlessly, and unless they on some Hollywood shit, and nobody was, and we all came together and just got down.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And the project, I mean, nowadays a guy puts out an album, it's got like nine tracks on it, that's it. I'm looking at a track list here, it's got like almost 30. You know, I mean, you put together a hell of a
album.
Project.
I never did a double album before. Well, shit, man, you know, you gotta do something to set yourself apart. I don't necessarily know if that was a wise move, but it's a labor of love, and I'm passionate about it, you know, and there was a lot that I wanted to say that I wanted to be sure was covered. And, you know, anytime you start on a project, anybody that's an artist knows, you know, certain things sound old to you after a while, and, you know, you go through this process of replacing things as time goes on. And so your project ends up being kind of a fluid endeavor, right? Because it never really feels finished. And this is the first project that I've done in a while where I actually feel a sense of completion, you know, because everything is exactly how I wanted it to be. And that is one of the joys of being independent. That's one of the joys of being, you know, having a self-made lane with distribution, is that I don't have to worry about somebody pulling my coattails or telling me what I can and can't do or what they feel uncomfortable about or some entity, you know, self-censoring me. You know, I've been in plenty of instances where I've had distribution where the distributor tells me they're not comfortable. All right, motherfucker, you're supposed to be riding with me, you know?
Yeah.
Let the retail tell me they're not comfortable or let the buyer tell me they're not comfortable. Don't have somebody within my own camp, you know, cock-blocking out the gate. So this is it's an affirmation of what I've been trying to put down for a long time.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, you go ahead because I'm going to play a track here in a minute.
No, I was going to say that. It's kind of cool that you just staying like that and keeping an independent grind for so long because it gets to show some of these younger cats that you can stick to your own guns. You can, you know what I'm saying? Do it on your own and still get your music out
there. You can do it on your own, but you got, you know, the thing, man, is you got to have something that you're willing to ride for.
Yeah.
If you're not really passionate about it, it doesn't matter if you're on a major label or not. If you're not talking about shit, if you're not passionate about something that necessitates you doing your own thing and getting down on your own and owning your own, if you're just talking about bottle service and strippers and shit like that, then it doesn't matter if you're on a major or a major indie or if you're doing it on your own or not. None of that matters because it's gonna be flash in the pan. Because chances are, nine times out of ten, you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Right.
Well, like Mac said, you stuck to your guns all these years. And I appreciate it. You got these powerful visuals, too. You got videos out with very, I mean, graphic detail of what is going on in society. That's what I like about this whole project. It's real.
Right on.
You can't deny it. You know, even now the mainstream media has to show these videos of cops killing people, you know, because they can't, it's everywhere.
Well, the cold part is, you know, a lot of this shit is cold from those same sources. You know, and it's a trip how I put a record out and a video out like Night of the Long Knives, which basically is a video about retribution against racist, violent, murderous police, right? And people will be up in arms about that, like I'm the one that's violating. You see what I'm saying? Like I'm the one that's in the wrong because I speak on it and because I adopt a stance of self-defense. Like somehow that shit is so far out of bounds for them to comprehend. That's the issue that I have, and I see it all the time. You know, this knee jerk response, like, "Oh my God, how could you say that? Well, motherfucker, how could you do that? How could you shoot? How could you kill a kid with a cap gun? You know, how could you shoot a cat in the back? I mean, it's insane. You know, and so it's interesting to see this kind of selective outrage that exists. You know, when people say that they're upset about something, you know, it's a selective outrage because they don't take the time out. You know, shit, JetBlue is not sponsoring us to go to funerals of people that we know that are killed, but the police get a free pass, you know. Every police and every soldier is a hero in the eyes of the media, even if they don't do heroic shit. And I don't want my entire career to be framed on, you know, a kind of a me versus the police narrative, because the shit that I'm talking about is much deeper than just that. You know what I'm saying?
That's just one element of what's destroying all of us collectively. Yeah, I get
exactly.
You.
That's a component of it, and you know, and of course I got to speak on it, and this the whole hands up, don't shoot phenomenon. I respect that, but that's not the stance that I take. Because that is, in effect, begging them not be shot. You know,
begging them for your life.
Let's get into some music. Let's get into some of this, man.
Let's give them Lethal Warning shot. Let's kick it off, because I love the way this album jumps off. Explain this one. Intro the song for us.
The Lethal Warning shot is the very first thing you hear when you engage this record. And it just sets the tone. The urgency of it all, it just sets the tone. So hopefully you enjoy. This is Lethal Warning Shot.
Pulling white teeth back. gorilla in the mix, gotta get that, get back, hit him with a brick, go ham on a man and I plan to get a sum with a plan, I get it done with a plan to get a sum now, about damn time, niggas got the meaning, gorilla funk smothering your set, please believe it, gorilla funk smothering your set, ain't no weakness, just rough rap over rough beats, clipping weak shit, we all rise, and bring it up, prescribe to bring it up, comprise to bring it up, disguise it for the club, now it's time for freedom, screaming power to the people at the roof of the Regal, get my class on, blast on, who wanna see it, tell them mark ass, motherfucking pigs, we beat it, tell the rocks ass, niggas sick and tired of needing it, and we in this motherfucker till we get some relief, it's
lethal. Greatest, 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 can't be saved,
it's
lethal.
We famous, 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 lethal. That's the sound you can't avoid, first round is on your boy, we clap back with that, get back, get that,
lethal water shot.
Did I hear scratching? Did I hear scratching? What in the fuck?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Art form of scratching.
Man.
Yep, that's lethal
now
warning
that's
shot. That's the that is the first shot. I don't necessarily know if that's a warning shot. That's the first shot fired off of.
Right, that motherfucker already even got popped. Ow!
And it just doesn't stop from there. I mean, when you keep going on in progression through the album, it just, I mean, it has all different elements. Of course, you got funk in there, but you got that vicious shit like that right there. Man, that's brutal.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you know, to me, hip-hop is hip-hop is like, no, it's most engaging and it's most effective when it's aggressive to me. You know, because that's the kind of shit I came up on, you know. And the whole kind of laid back, too cool to care shit, that ain't never really been my style. And, you know, people are feeling it, so I appreciate it. It's an exception to the rule in music now. You know, the whole idea of like an angry cat rapping, but shit, you know, more people need to be angry.
Yeah, damn right. Especially now. I mean, you got to look at it. Yeah. We're running out of time. You know, the next generation coming up, I mean, they're really fucked if things don't change around. And that's why it's so important that when people like yourself put out projects like this, it gets backed. Have you been getting any press?
Yeah, man. I did it's a trip, man, because when you do a project like this and you can engage, you know, traditional media, a lot of times doors open up for you. And, you know, I did an op-ed piece in the Washington Post recently about gun violence and the way that it has, you know, touched the community. And I got a Huffington Post is coming up, and I got shit, a ton of shit, Salon and a ton of rap outlets, man, doing a New York thing with Sway in the Morning and, you know, at a Breakfast Club and Hot 97 and all that. All of that is forthcoming, you know. And it's just being sure that all these bases are covered to, you know, to ensure that there's maximum impact for the project. And then the Pistol Politics Tour is coming. And, you know, we're in the process of routing that now. And, you know, seeing who's a good fit and who, you know, who will be available for the majority of the day. You know, it's kind of, again, this is one of those fluid things where there's a give and take. It's kind of a song and dance you got to go through to be able to get together what it is you're trying to get together, because everybody is not available for everything. So you got to, you know, put it together in a way where you can have maximum impact and where people really feel like they're getting their money's worth and they really feel like, you know, they're being spoken to.
Yeah, you almost got to do it over again.
And feel like, you know, feeling like they're a part of something. Like, I haven't felt like I'm a part of hip-hop in hella long. You know what I'm saying? I hear people with cool songs and shit like that, but I haven't really felt anything that has moved me, you know? Like, I was moved by hip-hop when I first started doing it. You know, it spoke to my condition. Shit made me want to do something to somebody. You know what I'm talking about? That shit, that will just kick you in the ass, right? And I haven't felt that in a long time. It's like everybody is too cool to give a fuck, you know. And the money that that corporations infuse into hip hop artificially to, you know, make superficial shit seem like it's important has had a real effect on how hip hop is perceived and how we get down. You know, so now it's I said it before the last time I was on the show, I'm going to say it again. It's artificially young and it's artificially dumb. And, you know, we got to do our best to counteract those effects. And, yeah. And that's what I'm trying to do with Pistol Politics.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And with you hitting the road, that's a beautiful thing because, like I said, it's kind of like you starting all over again. You can reach these kids before it's too late.
I definitely feel like I'm serenading with
real shit.
Yeah, but you're right, man. And going on the road and, you know, going to colleges and, you know, and going to different neighborhoods and touching down in these areas, man. It's an extensive undertaking. It's going to be a lot going on. So hopefully I can see everybody come out and, you know, break bread with everybody.
Definitely.
Right.
You wanted to go overseas too, I hear. You know, where are you wanting to hit overseas?
Oh, everywhere. I mean, overseas has been where I've done the majority of the touring thus far. I've done, you know, the Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Well, I could just read it: the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, France, Norway, Finland, Denmark, Belgium, Austria, the Czech Republic. Ireland, Poland, Portugal, Australia, Japan, and Dubai. So that's, I mean, it's a lot of tour, you know, a lot of touring that's going to be going on, and that's why I've done the majority of my touring has been outside of the States, you know, because in the States for a long time there was a certain kind of an apathy and a backlash against anything that was actually of substance. You know, once gangster rap kicked in and, you know, once your mind was on your money and your money's on your mind, it's hard for people to grasp the concept of fighting the power, right? And so it was very difficult, really, to be on the road and get work here and have folks be engaged and shit. But now, you know, the times kind of necessitate that. You know, everything is going on in a way that is forcing people to be political now, even if they wouldn't otherwise be. Right. With this political awakening, people want that in their music and people want that in their entertainment choices and on the media, you know, in their media choices. And, you know, doing my best to give it to them, doing my small part to give it to you in this music, in this art form that many of us have come to love and hold dear, but don't find any real voice speaking to us anymore. So hopefully I can, you know, put my hat in the ring and see what's happening.
Oh, definitely. We got a caller. So, Chill out of New Jersey, First Fam Radio. How you doing, Chill?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, Prez, man. What's up? What's up, everybody? Man?
Chill, what's
that? What's going on, bro?
What's going on?
What's good,
chill?
Bro? How you
good,
doing?
Man?
I'm maintaining, man. I'm just listening in, man. You know what I mean? So what's going on? I appreciate the knowledge and everything that's going on tonight, man.
Right on.
Yeah, definitely. You got this video, Buck Buck Pass, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this one, because you just dropped this. It's getting a lot. Now, this is actually getting a lot of media coverage. I saw Hip Hop DX. Tell everybody about this one.
Yeah. Well, Buck Buck Pass is, you know, everybody talks about violence in the street. You know, it's reflected in a lot of people's music. This particular song and the video talk about the violence that from the gun's perspective, you know, so it covers the manufacturing of the gun, the shipping off of the gun to war, coming back from war, ending up on the streets, you know, and basically engaged in a life of crime. And it talks about the, you know, the fallout from that and how it affects the community. And, you know, trying to keep it rough and raw as possible. So this is Buck Buck Pass.
Yeah, definitely. Check this out. Also, check out the video, too. We'll be right back.
left just like me. Assembly line made killers for the murder and bleed. Murder and bleed. Got my first case loaded when they try to test me. Exploded on the first one, caught him in the chest. That's where the gas made of. Knowing I'm the hate that hate made and regulate anyone. Equalize, neutralize any situation. Any cat running up, any confrontation. I was put into a room with the rest of us. With the rest of us, ready to bust many rounds. Any town, any city, or state. Never rest, any contest, sealing your fate. No mistake, only come out when the talking's done. After squawking some and never run, never fooling, and you just might lose. Black steel in the hour, get a power to the average dude. Shoot, click, clack, boom, that's the rule. Clear the room when I move and cause confusion. Known for retribution, ain't no mercy, it's murder. I burn them and hurt them, no further words necessary.
We bring the pain to make you be in no pain to make you understand. Your glasses pass it on again. Keep it moving when we bump, bump, pass.
Pass the first test cause they ship me out. Extra clips and a quick grip to whoop me out. Turn nerds and these teenagers into killers. Overseas in Afghanistan, every village. I would go from being cold to warm to hot quick. If anybody wanted some, it's on. Once dumped on a whole neighborhood for fun. Even shoot you in your back if I caught your ass running. Little kids and their mamas too. Might pick your little man off the roof. Who's who? Don't matter cause they all look the same to me. The blood spatter on the concrete stains and claims the streets. No peace from this piece. I squeeze them and beat them. Feed them. Slugs when the lugs get dumped, there's no reason, and it's no use pleading. It's open season, we defeat them. When the cheetah get heated, I bleed them and leave them.
We bring the pain to make you be in no pain to make you understand. Your blast will pass it on again. Keep it moving when we bump, bump, no fight, no need, no holding in. We might go psycho, soldier then. Just line up, side up, hold the grip. Keep it shooting when we bump, bump,
made it back in one piece for sure. But can't say the same for the homeboy that brought me home. He was off on that PTSD. The PTSD was keeping him tweaking and testing. For long we was hitting the streets. Bloodshed wasn't nothing to me. We street sweeping with no relief. Full metal jacket as we pump them and dump them and stack. Let's get it cracking. Be the first to burst. That who the last to last. I blast him to ashes and fill their little caskets fast. That's what I do. That's my job. I was made for the beef. Killing all 40 young black men and causing grief. Oakland, Frisco, Detroit, LA, Chicago. That's where I go. From city to city, backyard to yard, even Newtown, Connecticut. But now y'all wanna ban my clips. Hypocrites, never gave a damn about a black teen dying. Quit lying, take me down to your neighborhood, buy back. They so scared they don't wanna see me try that. But it's so many more like me. We multiply, never die, we exist to feed. We exist in America from corporate greed. In the midst of the fake fear, lying and evil. Lying and evil. Even got the police turning on each other. Black a pig with that get back, run for cover. Now it's all bad, funny how it's all bad. When the tables turn, got them shaking till they fall back. And you better hope we don't come for you. NRA, LaPierre, get them done for you. Never thought that we would come back and gun for you. Pull the hammer smooth back and then jump for you.
Most of the shootings took place in poor neighborhoods, far from downtown and tourist attractions. One reason much of the city seems to be shrugging its shoulders.
We bring the pain to make you feel no pain to make you understand. Your blast will pass on the geese. Keep it moving, bump, bump.
Feelings, you know what I'm saying? That's feeling music.
It's relevant to what's going on. That's the thing. People don't understand. I mean, they're too caught up in their materialistic possessions. They need to open up their eyes and just look around and they'll see it. We got another caller, 302. I believe that's, what the fuck is that, Delaware? What's up, 302? Hello, you're on the show. 302.
302.
321. You're off the show. Goodbye. All right. you know, but, yeah, man, it's just powerful, powerful music. But you're not one to let anybody down when it comes to that. You know, we definitely appreciate it. I mean, not just as fans, but, I mean, as people that, you know, I try to tell my kid and people I care about what's going on, you know, I appreciate you sticking up for us, for all of us, you know what I'm saying, all of us that's pretty much in the have-not category. Because at the end of the day, if you're not in that 1% bracket, that's what these people don't realize. You know, you're fucked too. Because where do you think we're going to come? I'm going in the richest community when shit goes down. I'm going in them gated communities. I'm going to be looking for some goods. You know what I'm saying? When do you think it's going to get Mad Max Thunderdome up in here? Do you think we're very far from that? Because it's looking to me like it's pretty close.
You know what? A lot of people would argue that we are far from it just because they don't see. And, you know, that's why people vote against their interests. I mean, not that voting is the shit anyway. You know, I think a lot of stuff is predetermined. And we as a population are given the illusion of choice, you know, in many, many instances, right? But that's what I think is happening, is that I think people are blind to the fact that, you know, they are really kind of engaging in a system and in a ritual that doesn't have their best interest at heart, and that you know, with predetermined outcomes. I mean, you hear about conspiracy theorists say that kind of stuff all the time, you know, but at a certain point in time, it stops being a theory, you know, and it starts being real. And you know, when you see so many elements kind of put in place to have people feeling as though change is possible, you know, but we always end up in the same spot, and you got to really take a look with a side eye at a lot of this shit that's going on. And you know, I think that the people who are into the material that I make feel that way. And I think that they feel affirmed by the fact that this kind of shit exists that doesn't exist elsewhere. You know, and if it does exist elsewhere, a lot of times it's not aggressive. You know, so I'm thankful that I got that voice. Because I hear a lot of things that make me feel good about myself, you know, and make me feel as though the artist gets it. You know, I hear a lot of music like that, but I don't hear a lot of music that's like that incites a kind of emotion that I'm trying to go for. You know, like I could hear a John Legend ballad that's talking about the same shit that I'm talking about, but that's not the kind of, that's not what I want to go ride to, you know? And so I just said, let me make an album that I really love and hope everybody comes along for the ride with it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, and again, it is very important that these kids nowadays have the choice to go out there and get something like this versus something with no knowledge or no substance or just dumbed down stupid shit. You know, this is what we need. You know, you need to open up the minds. Anyway, now they're switching over too, even in the school systems. You know, they got this Common Core math and all this crap. I mean, they're further brainwashing our children more and more, and it's almost like we're losing them, and we got to get them back. It's only going to come through music like what you do and people, you know, good filmmakers, good documentary filmmakers. What about that? You got anything in the works as far as film?
I say we because it's kind of a collective over here now. A lot of different things that are currently in the works, you know, in different stages of completion. But, yeah, film is definitely on the horizon. I think a lot of people are disillusioned with hip-hop. You know, I just love the art form, man, and I'll do it till the wheels fall off, you know, and this project kind of represents, you know, a continuation, obviously, of my career, but it also is intended to, you know, to be the jump off for some of the other things that I want to do. You know, you got to have something going on that's current to make people pay attention to the other things you want to do. You know, it's just the nature of the business. And, you know, the music and the films that you mentioned, people only really respect celebrity in this, especially in this country. And you know, so it doesn't really matter how good of a teacher you are, or you know, what kind of politician you are, what kind of preacher you are, sadly, what kind of parent you are a lot of times, because the popular media is what's going to shape the culture, and the popular media is determined by, you know, a handful of gatekeepers that really let through certain messages, really enforce certain messages, and really suppress certain messages. And so, you know, the only way to really get down is to create your own situation. If you got something that you want to say that you know is important that won't get heard otherwise, and that's the whole that's why Gorilla Funk exists. You know, Gorilla Funk exists to be able to empower those voices that may have an issue getting distribution or getting love elsewhere. I mean, this project is pretty seditious, you know, and is definitely going against the grain. But it's in Best Buy, you know, it's in FYE, it's in Target, it's in Amazon, it's in all these places that you would think would have barriers to entry, right? And that is because Gorilla Funk has had a strong sales history, and, you know, I have the ability to make those connections. And a lot of the times, you know, there'll be these long stretches that go in between projects because the climate keeps changing. You know, business keeps changing. You gotta renegotiate deal terms, and, you know, partners merge, and things go on behind closed doors that, you know, that the average cow on the street doesn't know about. But like, a lot of these outlets no longer exist.
No, they don't.
You know, the concept of a record store is foreign to people, you know. And you got generations of folks that ain't never bought music. You know, so there has to be these kind of strategic positioning to be sure that everybody, you know, is compensated, but that everything comes out correctly, and, you know, and it's not just lost in the shuffle. So that's the one thing that's beautiful about Gorilla Funk is that, you know, we are plugged in.
Yeah, and that's very, very important, because there's so many people that don't have that outlet, that are not plugged in. And,
right.
You know, for you to be able to have that, especially now in this era. I mean, because when I was a kid, I'd walk through Coconuts and I'd see an album cover that stood out. I'd go over to it.
Yeah, Coconuts.
yeah, you remember that?
I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an ancient term. or Music Land. I think, what's another
right.
one? Rose Records, Sam Goody's.
Oh, none of that shit is around, Sam. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, man. They're all gone.
Underground music.
Horrible.
But the thing is, man, I've been, you know, I haven't even really needed to engage in social media until recently. I mean, that's never really been a concern for me.
Yeah.
You know, because the people who are down with these projects, they seek them out. You know, when there's only a handful of voices that are doing this type of material, you know, the public is looking for it. And you know, so it's not something where I got to create a story, you know, or kind of state a case for it. It's like it is what it is, you know. This is the truth, and the aggression, and the craftsmanship that folks who really care about music are looking for. And again, you know, I'm humbled and thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, something that needs to be heard by the masses. You know, I'm so hyped that you're doing the visuals. You got the dope videos out there, Night of the Long Knives, Buck Pass. You got another video you're going to do for the project or two? Or?
Yeah, there are two more. The next one is Hard True Soldier, and then the one after that is for Search Warrant.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. You're hitting four videos. Back in the day, you might have done one or two.
Well, you know, everything is in-house now, man, because, you know, you have to be able to deliver content cheaply in this environment. You know, you can't overspend. I remember my Gorilla Funk video. I had a video for Gorilla Funk. It was my most expensive video. At the time, it was 105 Gs. I cannot comprehend spending that kind of bread on any goddamn thing in music now. You know,
that's a long time ago when it comes to
and you know, and shit is just different now. And so you got to be able to deliver things inexpensively, and you got to deliver them quickly. And they still got to be, you know, of quality. So, you know, basically the dog is loose now with this project. It's in the marketplace. So now the, you know, the remaining videos got to come one after the other. So it's you know, burning the midnight oil until a lot of these edits are done and everything. But it's good to go, man. The momentum is there. The tour's coming together. You know, people are feeling it and they're recognizing it. And all cylinders are firing. So it's all good.
I'm glad to see you getting to go on the road, too. You going to be hitting the Midwest at all?
I'm hitting everywhere. Yeah, everywhere. So we'll be announcing pretty soon. So GorillaFunk.com is the website. I'm on Twitter at Paris_GFR for Gorilla Funk Recordings, Paris_GFR. And I'm on Facebook. Type in Paris Rapper, and I'll come up. And or you can connect with me, you know, on Facebook via Twitter or the website. But yeah, it's coming through. Be sure you plugged in. If you plugged in, you'll be up on everywhere we're gonna be and come
get
out.
The newsletter.
Break bread and then, yeah, exactly. Enjoy the music and come out and we'll all get down.
You know, we're actually gonna give them Pistol Politics here in a minute.
Okay.
Before you go, could you give us a drop for the radio station, for UGS Radio?
Man, see, you putting me on the spot, man. I'm a professional, but I ain't that goddamn professional.
We could always do it. Here, I'll email you what to say. You could do it at another date. There's no problem.
Nah, man, shit. I'll do it for you. What do you want me to say?
Just UGS Radio. Whatever you feel.
Well, yeah. Man, and this is Paris, and you're in tune to the Murder Master Music Show, hosted by Prez and Matt J on UGS Radio.
Man, that's what's up. I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much.
I'm a little more professional. I give myself credit for, but yeah, it's all good, man. Thank you for providing me a platform and always giving me a home every time I come out and got some shit to say.
Anytime. Here's Pistol Politics. Go out and get that album right now.
Alright, check a 1-2. Welcome to the movie.
Yeah, for life.
Check on this Hollywood gangster cooning. On deck, still freedom fighting for improvement. From a vet, do or die, sucker free, I'm ruthless. Every day we see the way they always do us. The 99% is talking, but does that include us? 9 times out of 10, our problems deal with shooting. I got 99 problems, but I can't confuse them. The real shit is who dies and who's crying. Whose lives always touched in the clutch of violence. Mortalized on a t-shirt, hear the sirens. Hell of straps for these young cats, who's supplying? All I care about is violence in our neighborhood. It's all silence when it comes to stifling the hood. It's all silence when it comes to violence in the hood. Crying Trayvon, but every day it's on in blood. I say to your face, what about the blapping? No applause, what's the cause for these niggas clapping? It's a message these off-brand cats is rapping. I'm spitting hard truth to you, nigga, put that in. I never run, stay about my business. Take this black on black thing back before we end up. Make this blue on black activate the soldier in us. Make it motivate us to eliminate the men.
Our truth is what we came to tell ya. So recognize the real thing above. There ain't too many true ones left. But you don't have to worry at all. We sacrifice our lives. Keep the movement on the rise. Lift your voice and sing. Lift your fists and swing. Forever giving you all we got.
Another nigga dead, wig split by aggressors. Choke the trigger, make these pigs understand the message. Get your motherfucking hands off all my brethren. Make this cat cough, get up off his fourth confession. Make it plain so you understand the lesson. Leave his racist ass guessing with the Smith and Wesson. All gorilla from the sidelines, no concessions. I'm providing you these guidelines for the method. Don't engage a pig unless you have to. Never tell them they can search, that's the worst move. Fuck a protest, bruh, this ain't the 60s. They could give a fuck and niggas get their ass whooped quickly. And since we own that protest shit, no, you ain't protesting if you asking permission. Stop putting all your business in the street. Facebook is just another way for police to infiltrate. Stop trusting the new, yeah, go and tell. Only let your real folks know, remember go and tell. Tearing up these small businesses just ain't the answer. If you need the mob, take a Molotov to the chancellor. Cause chances are, your chances are hella slim. To pay for college, why the knowledge gotta be for them? Never go toe to toe, keep it gunplay. From a distance so that you can live to fight another day. Only
get with the guilty for what they did. Careful when you ride, never brutalize the innocent. They keep it all an eye for an eye. Listen, even if we blind, let the punishment fit the crime. A 1-2, a yup, yup, huh. On blue, a yup, yup, a yup, yup. It's all true, a yup, yup, a yup, yup. We fall through, a yup, yup, a yup. Now you know.
Recognize the real that got balls. There ain't too many true ones left. But you don't have to worry at all. We sacrifice our lives. Keep the movement on the right. Lift your voice and sing. Lift your fists and swing. Forever giving you all we got.
Now look here. You can occupy these nuts. I got 99 problems, the percent ain't one. No outcry when we die, you never notice the plight. A brutal class oppression till recession ravaged the whites. Now you fall in, we all in the same gang, right? Listen till these companies proceed to tell us they hiring. Till these companies again see that it's cheaper to fire and lie and kill the dreams of people simply trying to survive. And I'm tired, but it's all good, we all good. When y'all good, it's all good, as long as struggle's all in the hood. Call the cops, George, and profile these Negroes. We know how the story ends with Skittles in my hand. The hope for survival. I'm liable to crack your motherfucking face and get to shooting. Then we'll see if you get a taste. See if you will see excuses as acceptable claims. Or if you do to me, what should be your solution for him? Be motherfucking dog, motherfucking root. Tear the roof off this motherfucker hollering truth. With no slapstick or buck dance, no flames without the chucks, man. Y'all suck, man. I'm seeing through the cooning and the yucks, man. I'm seasoned. West Coast motherfucking G. Sucker free, Cali bred revolutionary. And it ain't no Sinatra wanna be in me. Fuck peace, I cross a mountain, put a K for my freedom belief.
Deny that at all. That's give you guys three, you know what I'm saying, bangers. I want to thank Paris for coming on the show. Always an honor to have him on the show. Make sure to go check out the review of the album at ugsforlife.com. There's also a link there to Gorilla Funk, so you can go there and purchase the album. And he's got back catalog on there too. Go get the classic albums. He's got tons of merch over there at Gorilla Funk. So with that being said, tomorrow we got Bushwick Bill on the show. He's got a movie in the works, a documentary film, actually. So he's coming on tomorrow to talk about that. Also, Caliber 007. Man, it's cold. Still fucking with me. Caliber 007 out of Trenton, New Jersey. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. Did a pre-recorded interview with him last night. Man, I remember as a kid getting the single, The Devil Made Me Do It. It had Uncle Sam on there.
Hell yeah.
And he was real sinister looking, you know what I'm saying? And it was a real scary.
Crazy, Paris always had classic album covers too. Remember that one
Bush
where he
Killer.
Was like standing with the Tech N9ne in his hand looking at, who was it on there? That was George Bush, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first George Bush,
I think.
Yeah, shit. You should have hopped in a time machine and got did that to Prescott. Maybe that would have ended it right there. You know, but this guy, if it wasn't for him, a lot of stuff, wouldn't have been popping the way it is as far as that, hardcore, in your face, fuck you, I'm not gonna take it, militant music. This is the type of music that's needed. It's okay to have party music. It's okay to have some funk. There's nothing wrong with that, but have some substance. If you don't have any substance, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? I always like to learn from music, don't you? I mean, nothing wrong with having a good time, but I like to learn something too. You know, that's what I always thought it was supposed to be about. But check us out tomorrow. We got Bushwick Bill and Caliber 007, UGSforLife.com, 9 p.m. Central. Saturday, 5 p.m., 7 p.m. Central, we got KFYB with you, 6, and Velvet Rose. Sunday, 9 p.m. Central, we got the Church of Reality. And then we're going to start all over again next week and start doing more interviews. Go back to UGSForLife.com. Check out the interview we do with DMC, Chuck D. Finally got Chuck D and DMC on the show. So, you know, it's we've been doing a lot of good interviews. And, again, I want to thank Paris coming on the show tonight. Glad to have him back on. Shout out to him and everything he's doing. Shout out to the homie K-Reno. K-Reno's a beast.
Hell yeah, they gonna do some shit together. That shit gonna be cold, I know it is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
do some shit.
Yeah, matter of fact, we're gonna close out the show with a K-Reno track. This is the title cut off his album, Making Enemies. Check this out right here. We're gonna see you guys tomorrow, Bushwick Bill. K-Reno, Making Enemies.
Listen, might as well start off right. You got blessed with me, better address it directly. Best believe if not, never would it affect me. I possess every heavenly preliminary accessory necessary to carry out my destiny. Recipe for your death I read with a decree accompanied by a press release. Many of these freaks, women in pools, a weak feminine attribute shoes in schools to teach women and the orchestrators of the new genocide are assimilate. Hippering imminent, killing building coffins of fittest in. Generational remnants eliminated from mental remembrance. Body excrement present under his timberlands. You pledge allegiance to a devil beast and forever seek weak levels of peace never reached. And meanwhile the people are deceived into believing every citizen part of this fake American dream, when the fact of the matter is that they lack love for the people who this country was built on the backs of. The brown and black blood that's found in that mud was inundating the hood prior to the crack flood. Nobody willing to listen, that's why we still in the system. Greedy imperial visions consist of building a prison.
See, that's a mistake, man. Don't you know America's a great land? Nobody offers you freedom like they can.
Wait, man, are we talking about the same great man who murdered the Indians, made the African slaves, and persecuted the planet so easy that the cave and let his hate span? Fool, get out of my face, man. Police academy, putting bullets in our anatomy, savage brutality. While he laughs at casting his salary, a different tragedy, Sunday through Saturday, is fast. We rally, another's happening, scary pastors are mad at me. But I gotta be who I gotta be. Y'all asleep in the odyssey of hallucinogenic Christian theology. Obviously concocted in privacy, cause a lot of these lying scholars be subscribing to rotten policy. I'm not a doctor of meteorology, nor do I try to be. But I can see God dropping his weather constantly. He been loaded, fire and then snow, eventually ending his souls with a crescendo. Got water coming down, how much higher can the rain get? Brace for the great earthquake that heaven came. Yet I drop fire till I make the preacher retire. Your life is trifling and your priest is a liar. Not a sucker's on the run, had to rush him with a gun. Cause he caught him in the church house, touching on his son. You capping on tape, every song you happen to make, that's a mistake. 88% of rappers are fake. Ripping the fast for dipping the cash, dressing the drag. And you helping the sad moment by accepting this trash. Ripping a discrepancy over the Confederate flag. But whenever cop weapons blast, you never get mad. Y'all holding hands, you don't want drama in the place. Praying for the same man who shot your mama in the face. Can't relate with him or have a grace to debate with him. Cause when truth hit him in the face, they say it's racism. They hate when you regulate and breaking their faith system. But they can even get an education if they listen. International kick doors, all of these sick boys. For black history, that's old, you should forget yours. Quit looking at old grass and put it in the past. Meanwhile, here's a foot, nigga, put it in your ass. Remember the Holocaust, the Alamo. Remember the main Pearl Harbor in every battle, yo. People have fought, but our struggle never matters, though. It's sad to know that the black average Joe would rather go with the status quo. Unknowingly, we've been involved in Satan's synagogue. In the dark, United States is a middle war. They come in and rob, pretending they men of God. Then they start sending resources, pillaging any part of the planet. And enemies are contested, arrested. The media only gives domestic perspective. Trust indeed, raise up the covers and see that they the terrorists that they accuse others to be. From Hiroshima to Desert Storm to Black Wall Street. And my balls are black, that's why they blackball me.
Yeah, before we go, man, I just had to say, you can't take that fucking
Reno,
song.
Man.
Jesus Christ. That dude's a fucking monster. You know, that dude, you know, I had to cop this album. I started buying CDs again because I'm old, and that's what us old men used to listen to, is CDs and tapes, too. That's something you kids need to, you need to pick up a book and go research. This is a hell of a fucking album. I recommend it. And then, of course, Pistol Politics, my Paris. Both of those albums are just brutal. You know what I'm saying? They're going for the jugular. So get that shit. Other than that, man, anything you got going on, Mac? Anything you want to shout out? Or?
Oh, yeah, I seen that the freeway thing on fucking Netflix, Cracking the System or whatever.
Oh, yeah? Freeway, yeah, how was it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad, man. You know what I'm saying? It was my first time seeing it, so I guess it's been out for a while if they put it on Netflix, but...
Yeah,
I'm saying it wasn't a bad documentary. So if y'all get a chance to check it out, shouts out to Freeway Rick. You know,
yeah.
Some of that shit was filmed like back when we was interviewing him and shit too. I could tell, like the time frames and shit. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, they just don't know. They could have came and got the real scoop if they would have hollered at us for the movie and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They need to check the archive. You motherfuckers need to check the archive, man. It's 200 plus shows, man.
Yeah,
of nothing but heat.
It's steadily growing, and it's important. You know, I'm seeing a lot of these fucking tryhards coming out of the woodwork, and you know, we're gonna have a couple shows that where you're not gonna recognize the artist. You know what I'm saying? And you're not going to support us. You're not going to hit the like buttons. You know what I'm saying? But then we're going to, out of nowhere, we're going to, boom, there's Cool G Rap or Scarface or somebody. Everybody's going to be all like you, you know, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah. You know, the fuck off
hard.
I mean, it's just, you know, if you can't help us when we're at our lowest, why are you going to help us when we're doing bigger interviews? You know what I'm saying? Every one of these interviews is important, except for the people that turn out to be snakes or idiots. But they're still in the archive. I'm not going to even mention them. You can go through the archive and listen. You'll find out for yourself, you know, which douchebags I'm talking about. But for the most part, our archive is ironclad. It's solid. It's set in stone. And it's a foundation now. It's its own foundation. It's something that's standing on its own, without the assistance, without the help of anybody except ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out you, of course, with my co-host. I want to shout out Six, Jerry, Skinny,
right.
Lane,
Velvet
Rose, the lovely Velvet Rose, that is, when she doesn't have the shits. Also, I want to shout out our webmaster, Dome. Me and him both, man, we're constantly trying to update the site and do new things, bring you guys content. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't for Dome, I don't know what the fuck we'd be doing, so shout out to him. Oh, shit, who else? I don't know, man, supporters. Shout out to Miguel. Shout out to... all the people listening that keep supporting the show. Everybody else, you know, I don't know. Fuck y'all. We're out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bushwick Bill, Caliber 007, KFYB on Saturday. Look out for them new business cards, man. KFYB business cards. We got Murder Master Music Show. We're going to be trying to get some merch soon, you know, some Murder Master Music t-shirts. You know, KFYB, UGS for Life t-shirts. We're going to get all that shit eventually. Just bear with us.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We're growing, but at the same token, we're not getting support from people who should be supporting
right.
what we're doing. Y'all want us to go buy and cop your albums and your shit,
yeah.
but you don't want to support us in any form or fashion. You know what I'm saying?
And I was about to say,
we ain't
bandwagon.
If I buy an album...
We ain't bandwagon motherfuckers to get this shit either.
Yeah, if I buy an album, it's because I respect the artist, you know what I'm saying? But I'm the real, if you're not sending me albums, I'm not going to go out and out of my way to review your fucking CD. You know what I'm saying? I should be getting that shit for free. I used to get 3 or 4 packages a day, sometimes up to 20 a week or more. You know what I mean? Just
right.
CDs from all over the country. So of course, Murder Dog got hundreds of CDs all the time, but... You know, I would get them. It got to the point where I would get them too. Nowadays, I get a link to download an album. I want a physical fucking CD. You cheap bastards, go up, press up some fucking CDs, and send them to me.
Right.
For free.
Bring it back to the essence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bring it back. I'm loving these CDs, man. These artists are pressing up these CDs now. They ain't got no barcode on them because they come directly from the artist. He'll put his stuff
right.
on, like K-Reno, you know, he'll have the iTunes and all that set up, but then he'll have a CD that's coming directly to you from SouthParkCoalition.net. You know, Gorilla Funk, you know, now Gorilla Funk, they're, you know, they got distro, they're in stores and whatnot, plus they sell their own stuff on the website too, but, you know, there's so many cats out there that have the means to press up these CDs. Just do it, man. Appease the fans and press up these fucking albums. Other than that, we're out of here. Oh, yeah, shout out to Sickness.net for always supporting us. Shout out to First Fam Radio. Shout out to 11.5, man. They just their show was on. Me and Six got to interview them Sunday, and Sickness put a show up there, so... That was a good show, man. I know you was passed out. You were sick as a dog.
Man.
Six's brother.
I couldn't stop sneezing that day, man.
Turned him on to them guys when he was a kid. Well, you know, it's the allergies and the chemtrails and whatever else the fuck it is. But, shit, we're out of here. Why don't we let George Carlin let everybody know what they can do, especially you fake supporters, all you people that... Hit the inbox, whether it be me, my Mac J or Six, and you, how much you charge for a promo slot? And I give you the price, and, but I'm broke. Then why are you asking me how much I charge, you cocksucker? You motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.